Today is the day APS CEO Don Brandt will appear before the Arizona Corporation Commission. Brandt announced his retirement late last month, but before he steps away, he'll be asked to answer for the electric utilities procedures and practices and the company's spending for or against elected utility regulators. Commission Chairman Bob Burns told Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services that the behavior of the company has been a problem and he wants change, no matter who's in charge.
I think their behavior was unacceptable, and I think we need to do everything we can to change that.
Burns has long feuded with APS over spending in Corporation Commission elections. Spending, the company has said, exceeded $10 million in 2014. That money was contributed to campaigns through other organizations, leading both commissioners and customers to demand answers. Former Commissioner Andy Tobin said those decisions should have been owned from the start.
The money, because they kept it quiet, probably was a mistake. They should have just owned it, told the people why, and said, this is why. We're going to defend our shareholders, but we're going to defend our customers, and let's go have this discussion.
And joining us now to preview Brandt's appearance before the commissioners this morning is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, how's it going down there?
Well, the hearing room started to fill up an hour and a half before the 10 o'clock hearing, so you can tell
Wow.
the level of interest here.
So what are you anticipating in terms of the types of questions that you regulators might have for Mr. Brandt?
Well, we know from the 67 written questions they submitted, a lot of them have to do with their shutoff policies, and particularly what happened with the case of Stephanie Pullman, whose power they turned off on a 107-degree day last year. But we also know that they want to talk to APS and Pinnacle West about the money they've spent trying to elect regulators of their choice and why that is something that the commission should allow. I don't know how much power the commission has to restrict that, but they certainly want some answers about why, as you point out, they spent $10.7 million in 2014 and why they spent more than $4 million in 2016 on commission races.
Do you get the sense that commissioners are optimistic they will get answers to those questions?
I think let's put it this way. What the power the commission has is over the ability of APS to collect rates in the future. And so that gives them a certain amount of power. Now, what the APS may say is, look, these are business decisions we made. We knew that the solar community was spending to get their own people elected. So we felt we had a right and an obligation to protect our shareholders and go ahead and make sure that we got regulators elected, or at least got the word out about the regulators we want elected.
Howie, you mentioned that the room has been filling up. I imagine there's quite a bit of anticipation, probably both for the questions and the answers here today, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think we know a lot of the questions of what did you do and why did you do it. The issue becomes, will Don Brandt, who's sort of on his way out the door as a CEO, provide the kind of answers the commission wants? Again, we're back to the question of, he can say, those are personnel matters. Those are legal matters. For example, the settlement with the Pullman family. I don't know that's going to satisfy the commissioners. They very clearly want some specific answers, particularly if, in fact, that settlement with the Pullman family is going to involve ratepayer funds.
Any sense of whether or not his successor will be there as well and potentially have some questions directed his way?
The assumption is that his successor will be here for the simple reason that he is currently the president of the APS affiliate. And so, therefore, he had a lot to do with what was going on. The other thing we found out by looking through some records that APS finally provided this spring is that the current APS president, the new CEO of Pinnacle West, was involved, was in the loop on some of these decisions, in fact, made some suggestions about how to affect the elections, how perhaps to undermine the credibility of the candidates they didn't want. So let's put it this way. If the new Pinnacle West CEO is not here today, you can bet there'll be another hearing in the future to say, okay, now it's your turn in the box.
All right. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Howie, thanks a lot.
It'll be a long, interesting day here.